Good morning, and this is my audio recording for day 6 of the February Community Month. Sending this from Spain. Anyway, I'm playing catch up, obviously, because this is now, what, 10th, I believe. Thanks to Sassy Cat again for providing the topics. A wee bit out of breath, climbing up the stairs to the rooftop terrace early in the morning with a coffee. So today's topic, someone who inspired you when you were young. Well, maybe in the past, maybe not when you were young. You know, a teacher, a tutor, someone like that. The one I can definitely think of and always think of was when I was learning to play the piano. And that would be Miss Brodie. You could say archetypal female piano teacher. She had a ruler in her hands. She wasn't vicious. I loved her, actually. Very fond of her. You know, you just got a wee reminder. Not if you made a mistake. That was okay. But if you made the same mistake the next time around, you got a wee, just a wee. Not with the edge, with the flat of the ruler. Back of the hand, not the knuckles. Remember, just a wee tap. It was just a gentle tap. It was more like, you know, just remember. Oh, no, you did it again, you know, so. And I loved that woman. She was great. I was a young boy, of course. She was great. And I always looked forward to going down, running down the road from where we stayed in Bathgate down to where she stayed. In a lovely semi-detached old-fashioned villa, and I remember the house was kind of old-fashioned. I don't even know what age she would be at that time. I was a young lad, maybe she was in her 40s or 50s. She just seemed very old at that time. Oh, pardon me while I'm sipping the coffee. But what I remember was more than one occasion when I would tell my mum, Dad, I didn't feel well, and it was because I didn't want to go down because I hadn't practiced, you know, the piano as I should have done, and I'd make some excuse, and maybe they knew that anyway. And if I missed a week, when I went back the following week, as I would do, I would never, you know, skip for a period of time, she would sit down with me at the piano and talk to me, and always remember her encouragement and say, don't feel guilty, it happens. We all have times when we just don't do things, or we don't have the time, or whatever excuse we make. But always remember, she says, you've got a gift, and not to lose that gift. That, maybe not her exact words, but I always remember the fact. And by the end of that lesson, I'd be skipping away back up the road, and feeling great, because it seemed to inspire me to play better. I never did become that wonderful, great pianist that I wanted to be, but that was all down to television. Yes, another story. So my inspiration all those years ago was definitely wonderful and lovely old lady, Miss Brodie. Yeah, she was, that was my inspiration. And I wished, I often feel guilty that probably the encouragement you gave me, I let it all go. Yeah, there you go.